Not 1 o'clock as I thought. Well, I think a lot of us thought the same thing, but it's 11 in Nashville and noon. Yeah. So make your plans accordingly. I would imagine that Jim Brogan will probably be smoking something or grilling something. See, you got the 4th of July, which I guess is the big one, Memorial Day too, or probably Labor Day. The top three grilling outdoor cooking holidays are those. So I know Jim Brogan likes to get out there with his smoker and cook something. Jim, Labor Day weekend coming up. What have you got plans to be outside smoking? What you got?
I think I'm going to do me some baby back ribs. So past weekend I did plate ribs, you know, the dino ribs.
Yeah.
Have you ever done dino ribs?
Oh, yeah,
still?
Fred Flintstone.
Oh, my God.
Those are good, yeah.
It's like brisket on steroids, because I do them brisket style, and oh, my gosh, they were good.
Jim's already got his retirement job ready. He's just going to, like, get a food truck or something like that.
That's right.
All right, so true story. I was, the last several days. Saw a guy, he's like, he works at a golf course. I say, you know, he goes, I'm retired, but I have to work now 2 or 3 days a week, you know, not only for my golf, but for other things. I got another friend, his granddaughter moved in with him with her dogs. And he's going, well, this, and he's retired. He goes, this has put a strain here, you know, because of inflation and all of that, and other little instances. And I keep thinking you guys need to go to one of Jim Brogan's classes, because he is the guru as far as planning for your income and retirement. I know you've got one or a couple of these coming up. They're called Financial Survival for Retirement at UT Center for Lifelong Learning. Talk about these coming up, and then I got some other questions for you.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. It's on Tuesdays. It's starting a week from Tuesday, so it's – or no, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah, the
12th. So it's Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It's September 12th and 19th. So it's a two-night class, two-hour sessions, financial survival for retirement. We're going to cover seven key areas of what people need to be aware of, I think, in order to be successful in retirement. You mentioned inflation.
Yep.
Having retirement income that can fight inflation – is so critically important, I think, especially in this new world we live in where everything just costs more and everything's getting reset. Things like groceries,
yep,
are getting reset at higher prices, and they're not coming down.
Well, you know, and I talked to two people yesterday who retired. Everybody I play golf with is old and retired, and we play from the uptees. But, yeah, and they're going, yeah, biggest thing they talked about was grocery shopping. So if you're retired, inflation, something that is difficult to combat, and I assume you will cover these in your seminars as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's a huge issue right now, Halloran. I mean, feel sorry.
That's all right. That's all right, Earl. That's
I think
okay.
I've done that once.
It's fine. But, yeah. Hey, Halloran, yeah. Well, you know, it's because we're both black, isn't it? I get that. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, so the inflationary issue, you know, I think we got lulled to sleep because from 2009, after the Great Recession, all the way through the beginning of 2022, last year,
mm-hmm,
Phil, the, you know, inflation was just so low. It was at 1.5% to 2%. And the Fed artificially kept interest rates low.
Mm-hmm.
And that encouraged investment and that encouraged growth in companies, because cost of capital was so cheap. But I think we're kind of going to pay the piper here for a while.
Well,
and
I mean,
so I think
yeah,
we have to realize that it's not normal to have 1.5% inflation.
Well, and here again, a lot of people are finding that this inflation is eating away at their savings. Have you seen people making adjustments, you know, putting off retirement, or they're retired and they're going, I need to do this, go back to work, over the past few years?
Yes, believe it or not, after last year, Phil, an astonishing 40% of workers over age 45 are now saying they expect to delay their retirement as a result of the inflation and financial turmoil we faced in 2022. And here's what's crazy. A year earlier, after 2021, workers were over 45 were kind of figuring a retirement age of 65. Mm-hmm. Now they're figuring 68,
yep.
Which is quite a difference.
Yep.
So it is changing. People are looking at it differently because money's just not going as far.
Well, I mean, you know, no, it is not. Now, you talked about the interest rate. So the Fed hikes it back up now. Is that going to slow vacation so we can get back to what we've targeted? Or is this going to be enough? That going to be enough?
Well, what they've done so far has helped bring it down. It's 3.2% after July for the last 12 months. I'll tell you what, though, Phil, I think they're going to have a really difficult time getting it down under 3, getting it in that 2% range that they want. I actually think there's a decent likelihood, Phil, that inflation will go up some in these last few months because of the way it's calculated. I wouldn't be overly worried about that we're going to see 6 or 7% again. But I think inflation's going to be in that 3 to 4% range for a while, and I think the Fed's got their work cut out for them. I think they'll probably do another rate increase before the end of the year.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah, maybe one more quarter point hike.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And here again, I mean, we're just looking at a world right now that has changed dramatically. And like I said, I have seen, you know, people, like I said, their kids are living with them or their grandkids are living with them. Financial Survival for Retirement, University of Tennessee Center for Lifelong Learning, Tuesday, September 12th and 19th. Where do people need, these are 6:30 to 8:30. It's, you know, these are Tuesday night. So, you know, what else are you going to do? And there's not good TV Tuesday night, so it's perfect time to go. No football. Now, Jim, where can folks go for more information on this?
FinancialSurvivalForRetirement.com. They can download a syllabus, and they can click to register directly with the University of Tennessee. Now, my entire fall class schedule is on my website at BroganFinancial.com. If you click on classes, all the classes I'm teaching through both the University of Tennessee and Pellissippi State throughout the fall, including we've got a one-night class on tax planning later this fall. We just got lots of good stuff lined up.
Do you like that? Do you like getting up there and teaching? Do you like doing that?
It's one of my favorite things I do, quite honestly.
You and
I just love to teach.
You and Peyton Manning. Do you have like a corduroy jacket with the sleeves? You gotta have those right there. All right.
No, I do have one sport coat jacket that has the little patches.
Yeah, oh, I've got one of those too. All right, we'll get a break. I got a couple more questions for Professor Brogan when we come back to the Phil Show. Thanks, Phil. Always a fine job from you. Good morning, Phil Show, News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Professor Jim Brogan with us. Financial Survival for Retirement, UT Center for Lifelong Learning. Coming up September 12th, 19th, BroganFinancial.com. You can get the complete list there, whether he's doing his professor gig at UT or Pellissippi. By the way, you want to bribe him, just bring a nice shiny apple, put it on his desk. He loves that. Actually, he'd probably put it in a pig's mouth and smoke it because he likes doing that. Jim's with us. Rising interest rates. I was talking to a buddy yesterday where I talked about I'd sold a boat. And we were talking about how it's weird because, you know, people have a lot of cash. I was saying, you know, I sold the boat for like 30 grand, right? And a guy comes from Atlanta and brings all the cash. I'm like, okay. And so I like, you know, put some here. And I said, and I went ahead and got another CD. And he goes, yeah, you're probably making 2% on that. Now that the rate's up, CDs, you're getting a little more yield on that, aren't you?
That's exactly right. And so that's one thing to keep in mind. I mean, higher interest rates make it more difficult for businesses to grow, people to buy things and acquire things. But for people nearing retirement, it's not the worst thing in the world because interest rates are a good bit higher. CDs now, 5.3, 5.4% for a 3 or anywhere from a 3 to a 12-month CD. Now, when you go out a couple of years, they do drop to about 5, which is telling me that banks expect interest rates a year from now to be lower than they are now. Now, we don't know that that's what will happen. Right. But at this point in time, people should not have a lot of cash just sitting at the bank making almost nothing. Everybody should have some cash sitting there, but then everything else, even cash needs, you got money markets now that are paying almost 5%. So there's some really good rates out there to be able to earn interest on things like CDs.
How much? It just kind of brings up a question, you know. How much cash does the average human, whether they're retired or not, how much cash do you think, and you may not know, this may be an intangible question, how much do you think most people have in like a checking account with their debit card or whatever? How much cash do people keep?
People don't keep a lot of cash on average. 24% of Americans, believe it or not, Phil, have no cash saved for emergency. None.
What?
And then even zero. 24% of Americans. And then those that do, I don't think they have 6 months of expenses. So that's a good rule of thumb. Those of you that are working, whether you're younger or even in your 50s, you ought to have about 6 months of whatever your expenses
right.
are should be in emergency cash. That's not money you use for everyday expenses or things you know are going to come up. We know Christmas is going to come up every year in December that we have to save for. Your emergency savings should not be for that. It's
no.
for things that are unexpected. And now, a retiree, I'll think of it a little bit differently. I think of it as kind of thinking 5 to 10% of your net investment worth is kind of a good place to start. Now, that might be too high if you have a high net worth or too low if you have a low net worth. But that's a good idea. But in today's world, even if you've got 6 months of cash, it shouldn't all be sitting at the bank not making a dime.
Ah,
there are just too many tools and money markets where you can be, as I say, be making almost 5%. And the local banks feel were kind of hesitant. They were slow to start increasing their rates and being competitive with national banks.
Mm-hmm.
But the local banks have done that now, and not all of them. But there's opportunities to earn 5% now on 1 year or less. There are opportunities to have money markets where you can be pushing in the high fours. So, you know, don't let the bank sit there and with your money in a money market paying you 2%.
No.
You just don't have to do that.
Right. Well, one of the things we need to teach our kids, I think, because, I mean, you look at, my gosh, I'm not going to sound like a codger, but you look at you know, my daughter's 25. She has no money saved. Simply because, you know, we do, well, here again, we have to have the latest phone. We have to have all of this. And these are hard lessons to teach them. And I think, well, almost they have to learn them themselves. And they're going to need that emergency savings because all of a sudden your transmission goes out in your car or you need four tires. I mean, these are not huge emergencies to a lot of us, but they are depending. I can't believe there's so many people don't have cash, and less people are saving for retirement, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, and actually, good rule of thumb, Phil, especially for young people. I tell young people all this, you know, oftentimes I speak over at the University of Tennessee for both the undergraduate business school students and the graduate students that in the MBA program. And one of the things I really stress to them is when you get out and get a job, the first thing you do when you start getting paid is to pay yourself. Now, pay yourself doesn't mean buying an iPad. Pay yourself means you're going to invest 10% of your paycheck right off the top. And initially, that should be building up an emergency fund because, see, then once you have emergency reserves, you can be more effective with the rest of your planning, Phil, because you know nothing's going to happen that you don't have money saved for it, so you don't have to pull money out of a 401k with a penalty. You don't have to cash something in that's, you know, you'd rather not cash in. Maybe it'll be down in value. You can be more, you don't have to go into debt because you don't have a cash reserve. So having that emergency fund allows everybody to be more effective with all of the rest of their money.
Yeah. You know, always great advice from Professor, that's what I'm going to start calling him now, Professor Brogan. Here we go. Financial Survival for Retirement, University of Tennessee, Lifelong Learning, Tuesday, September 12th and 19th. BroganFinancial.com, easiest way to find that out, right?
Yes, sir. We'd love to see you there. Should be good class.
You ever smoke with pecan wood? We lost a part of a pecan tree, and I have given like 8 or 10 people, I should have saved you some, 8 or 10 people some pecan wood. They say smoking pork with pecan is wonderful. You ever done that?
I have, but I've always done it as part of a blend. I like to blend with some woods. But yeah, pecan's great.
Oh boy. Now I like to just use, you know, I do this, the way I do it is like I just use pecan. And then I don't blend my scotch. I use like just, you know, single malt. That never mind.
I'm a single malt guy too, Bill. Now, just because I like to blend wood doesn't mean I like blended scotch now. I like a good single malt.
All right, Professor BroganFinancial.com. We'll talk to you soon. And good luck with your teaching and all of that. And go Vols! We're coming right back.
Go Big Orange.
Yeah, we're coming back.